It's really hard to say how the experience of living in a different culture and encountering daily occurrences of music that is based around whatever you like, spirituality or black magic, if you want, change how you approach music, because I don't think we know how music does what it does. We don't know how music works. Yes, going and working and living in a different culture does stretch your mind. It turns your mind a little more rubbery. You have to stretch your mind to work, especially in a culture where you have a different culture where you have a job and you have to work with money, food, transportation, visas, students, and hiring and working with adjunct faculty. As a musician, I don't know if being far away from home around totally different ways of thinking changes anything. If you look at this carefully, you have to ask, how does music do what it does? It does seem magical, and there are a lot of explanations out there, but most of the explanations to me seem pretty thin. We don't really know how it works. We know how to make it work. I do know some things that always work to move music forward. Leaving music behind and traveling always works. Going to see music. Coffee works. A daily routine of playing your instrument for 3 or 4 hours works. Learning a new instrument works. And playing music with people. And living in the midst of music that is used daily in a different context, like in Indonesia, like in Sikkim, Bali, in Tibet. Every day, it would be like having churches around you every day in Munich or wherever you are playing Bach cantatas so that you heard them. You might start thinking about it as part of the texture of your life.